This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assembly, failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of two-thirds majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with its legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Earlier, replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will do everything to ensure reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies of states and union territories. Negating the opposition's apprehensions on the delimitation exercise, the minister said provisions have been made in the constitution for the delimitation, and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. BJP National President Nitin Naveen said that opposition alliance have committed a grave betrayal of the country's half population by not allowing the passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill, which would effectively implement the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, he said that the true anti-women face of Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and the entire India Alliance was once again exposed. He said that this outrage over women's power will not stop now, and in the upcoming elections, the country's mothers and sisters will teach a harsh lesson to those who trample their rights and settle the full account of this betrayal. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase in Tamil Nadu has intensified. In West Bengal, Leader of Opposition in the State Assembly, BJP's Shubhendu Adhikari, addressed public meetings in Purulia district. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis addressed a press conference in Kolkata and took part in rallies in support of party candidates. Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Himtabad in North Dinajpur district. Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings across North Bengal, South Bengal and Kolkata. TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee also addressed meetings. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning is in full swing with political parties intensifying their outreach ahead of the assembly elections. BJP leader K. Annamalai and MLA Varanathi Srinivasan released a report on a model of constituency governance for Coimbatore South. Meanwhile, AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning in Salem, accused the DMK government of spreading false information on delimitation. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held public meetings in Coimbatore, highlighting the party's manifesto assurances. And the first phase of the Naval Commanders Conference 2026 concluded in New Delhi. Defence Ministry said that the four-day conference served as a key platform for a comprehensive review of the Indian Navy's operational and material preparedness, infrastructure, logistics and human resource initiatives. It also assessed the prevailing operational environment in the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.